که پای این کریم مت او گفته خدا چه توی.
We will now begin the first segment of our program, which is all about Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba was the elder son of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. His mother was the mistress of the woman of the world, Fatima salamullah alayhi, daughter of the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him. He was born in Medina on the night of the 15th of Ramadan in the year 3 AH. When he was born, the Prophet, peace be upon him, took him and said the azan in his right ear and the iqama in his left ear. Then the Prophet sacrificed a ram for him in the ceremony of Aqiqah. He then shaved his hair and gave silver equal to its weight in charity. So, Aqiqah and giving alms equal to the weight of the baby's hair became the sunnah or act of the Prophet. The Prophet named him Hassan. People did not know such a name in the pre-Islamic period. Also, he gave him the kunya Abu Muhammad. Kunya is the name by which an Arab is usually referred to. Imam Hassan has no kunya other than Abu Muhammad. Titles of Imam Hassan include Al-Sibt, Al-Sayyid, Al-Taqi. Al-Zaki and Al-Mujtaba. Imam Hassan had 15 children from various wives. They include Zaid bin Al-Hassan, Al-Hassan bin Al-Hassan, Al-Qasim, Umar bin Al-Hassan, Ummul Hassan, Ummul Hussein. Abdullah, Abdul-Rahman bin Al-Hassan, Al-Hussein bin Al-Hassan, Talha bin Al-Hassan, Fatima. Abdullah, Fatima. أم سلمة and Ruqayya. Imam Hassan is the Lord of the youth of heaven. He was one of the two people in whom the progeny of the Prophet of Allah was limited. He was one of the people whom Prophet included in the event of Mubahila. The event of Mubahila was the one where the challenge of acceptance of prayers was placed between the Prophet and the Christians of Najran. He was one of the five persons whom the Prophet, peace be upon him, covered with his cloak. Or in other words, he is one of the Ahl al-Kisa. He is one of the 12 Imams whose obedience Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made compulsory on people. He is among those who are purified from the sins, and he is one of the infallibles, or masumin. He is among those whom the Prophet included in one of the two valuable things. In the Hadith of Thaqalain, the Prophet has instructed us to follow two valuable things, Quran, and our beloved Imam Hassan is part of the Ahl Bayt. Whoever holds on to them will never go astray. Segment of our program, Story Time. Today's story is based on a true event which took place hundreds of years ago. Today, I will tell you about the peace treaty which took place between Imam Hassan and Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan. Muawiyah was a very cunning man and was an enemy of the Ahl Bayt. He and his ancestors only accepted Islam when they had no other way of saving themselves. So, they did not love Islam, Prophet, or Ahl Bayt in their hearts. He was using his intelligence wrongly. The most dangerous part of his animosity towards Islam was that he was not showing it openly. Pretending to be a Muslim. And was trying to damage Islam through back doors. A lot of people were falling in his trap and were fooled by his trickery. He did not miss any chance to hurt the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him. After the sad demise of Imam Ali alayhi salam, his elder son Imam Hassan became the next leader of the Muslims. Though his period of succession was short, Imam Hassan was very skilled in the making of policies and solving of problems. He clearly understood his opponents and the situation of the time. That his plan would be filled with hardships and difficulties, but the aim of saving Islam would surely be achieved. Muawiyah was the tyrant of the time. He killed the righteous, disgraced the noble ones, ah. imprison the pious? And made them homeless. Moreover, he supported the corrupt ones and made them his ministers. Imam Hassan's strategy of a peace treaty with Muawiyah exposed the evil intentions of this tyrant ruler. The peace treaty took place on 15th of Jamadi al-Awwal in the year 41 AH. Peace treaty, Imam was able to ambush Muawiyah in a unique way. Muawiyah's real face was exposed. When the Iraqis rebelled against him, he said, "By Allah, I have not fought against you to make you pray, nor to fast, nor to pay zakat, nor to perform hajj. Rather, I have fought you to be a ruler over you." When people pledged allegiance to Muawiyah, he delivered a speech. During his speech, he tried to defame the Ahlul Bayt. But then Imam Hassan stood up and spoke. "You who mentioned Ali, I am Al-Hassan, and Ali was my father. You are Muawiyah, and your father was Sakhr. My mother was Fatima, and your mother was Hind. My grandfather was Allah's apostle, and your grandfather was Harb. My grandmother was Khadija, and your grandmother was Fudayla. May Allah curse him who is inferior to us in fame and ancestry, and who is the oldest one in evil, disbelief, and hypocrisy." Some groups of those who were present in the mosque said, "Ameen." Alhamdulillah! What courage, what eloquence, what words, and what style! People started to see the reality of this tyrant ruler. His wickedness was exposed. Thank you. when he made his son Yazid the next leader of the Muslims, it became easy for Imam Hussein to stand against him in the Battle of Karbala. The evil plan of enemies to blur the picture of truth and damage the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was foiled. They were unable to hide behind any mask. If Imam Hassan had fought against him, then he, along with Imam Hussein, would have been martyred, leaving a confused history for all of us. His move paved the way for Imam Hussein to show through the Battle of Karbala the real face of Haqq and Batil. The ill practices of Muawiyah, followed by his evil son Yazid, Lanatullah alayh, left no doubt in the minds of believers that Islam of Ahlul Bayt is very different from these wicked people. Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein were two faces of the same message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with a vision to recognize the truth and stand by it at all times in life. And follow the footsteps of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen.
From Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam. Be with your body in this world and with your heart in the hereafter. Worship must purify himself for it. Do not hasten sin with punishment and make between them a way for apologizing. Missing something is better than requesting it from unworthy people. opportunities pass quickly. And come back slowly. Bad manners are worse than misfortune.
که پای این کریم مته او گفته خدا که تو این خلق عظیم دارد او از مهربانی هر کجا اطر و نسیم آمده تا خنده بارد از لب طفل یتیم
آید
شده ذکر یا محمد ذکر دریا ذکر رود عالم و آدم فرستد روز و شب بر او درود روی لبهای ملائک گشت جاری این سرود گر نمی آمد محمد عالم دنیا دست عالم را بگیرد دست آل مصطفی
آید سوی بهشت و آسمان ها برکات هر زمانی که فرستی بر محمد صلوات
که پای این کریم مته او گفته خدا که تو این خلق عظیم دارد او از مهربانی هر کجا اطر و نسیم آمده تا خنده بارد از لب طفل یتیم